I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Jean-Luc Godard may be the father of new wave cinema, but he hasn't had a hit in decades. Still, the French director is stirring up controversy. Godard is slated to receive an honorary Oscar tomorrow. He won't be on hand to accept the Lifetime Achievement Award, and some critics in the U.S. say he shouldn't get it at all. They say Godard is anti-Semitic. But as Anita Elash reports, the French see him in a different light.
Après tout, je suis con. Après tout, si, il faut. Il faut!
A scene from Breathless. Jean-Luc Godard's 1960 film heralded the beginning of cinema's new wave. Here, in the opening scene, Jean-Paul Belmondo talks to the camera as he sets out for a drive in the French countryside.
Maintenant, je fonce, Alphonse.
It's got all the Godard hallmarks. Music comes when you least expect it. Jump cuts move from a close-up of Belmondo's face to the blur of passing trees, to the road, and back to Belmondo's face.
Patricia, Patricia.
Critics still revere the film for its freshness and innovation, and filmmakers around the world still imitate its casual intensity. But for many French filmgoers, Jean-Luc Godard is yesterday's story.
J'ai entendu parler de lui. Je crois que c'est un cinéaste.
This man in his 50s is at a Paris multiplex for an afternoon matinee. He says he's heard of Godard, but isn't quite sure who he is.
Il est français, non? Je crois qu'il est français.
Another man says he saw Breathless a long time ago.
I don't know very much.
And this 27-year-old says he loved Godard's early films, but hasn't seen any of his recent ones.
The last one I really loved was... I forgot the title. that's probably how French people answer when talking about Godard. They love the old movies, but probably don't really care about the recent ones, so...
It's what critics in France say, too. Godard's last movie was called Film Socialisme. It was released at this year's Cannes Film Festival and showed in one movie theater in Paris. Fabien Bowman, who writes for the film magazine Positif, is one of the many critics who panned Film Socialisme. He says Godard hasn't made a decent movie in at least 20 years.
He used to direct films who had the real stories and real characters. Now, his films are mainly essays. You've got scenes where you can see people talking, but you don't know what they talk about. And there is a comment. Sometimes it's his voice, and there are lots of sentences. We don't know anymore what he tries to tell us.
Prochain appelle le sang au Proche-Orient, on l'a souvent dit.
Par des chaînes ininterrompues d'images, esclaves les unes des autres.
Godard's film Here and Elsewhere, released in 1974, was one of those early essays and one of his first films to contain what some people have called an anti-Semitic message. He superimposed images of then-Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir with images of Hitler and compared Israeli policy with that of the Nazis. In this scene, a family watches a TV screen that shows simultaneous images of a soccer game, a map of the Middle East, pictures of Israeli fighter jets, and the Israeli flag. It ends with shots of a Palestinian girl standing in a bombed-out building, reciting verses from the Quran. Bowman, who's Jewish, says Godard's anti-Israel views are mostly ignored in France, and he says he doesn't think Godard is anti-Semitic.
In his real life, he's never done anything anti-Semitic. It's purely a pose. It's like, you've got a friend at high school who makes jokes about black people, and they're stupid, of course, but you know he's not such a bad guy. It's just a way to get the attention of the girls, for instance. For Godard, even if he's 80, I think it's no more than that.
Bowman's advice to Americans, give Godard a Lifetime Achievement Oscar, go watch his films, and don't listen to anything he says. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.